and regrets were always regrets of inaction, never of action. No matter how bad the action turned out to be, even if you married an axe murderer, you were able to rationalize it to say, मैंने उसको ठीक कर दिया, मैंने उससे शादी नहीं करी होती तो वो कितने लोगों को और मारता, मैंने उसको सॉल्व कर दिया ये वो. बट इन एक्शन, उस लड़की को प्रपोज कर लेना चाहिए था, वो स्टार्टअप कर लेनी चाहिए थी, अपनी मम्मी को जाने से पहले बोल देना चाहिए था कि मैं आपसे प्यार करता हूँ. दीज आर द थिंग्स.
लवली लवली. रिग्रेट्स आर ऑलवेज अबाउट इन एक्शन, नॉट एक्शन. वन ऑफ द इन्वेस्टर्स आई लुक अप टू, मार्क एंड्रीसन, ही टॉक्स अबाउट द फैक्ट दैट बेस्ट डिसीजंस कम फ्रॉम कॉग्निटिव डिसोनेंस. एंड ही सेज, आई हैव माय लेफ्ट साइड आर्ग्यूइंग वन थिंग एंड राइट साइड आर्ग्यूइंग वन थिंग एंड देन आई डिसाइड.
या या.
यू हैव मेड दिस स्टेटमेंट बिफोर दैट यू आर इंस्पायर्ड बाय रेज नॉट विजन.
यस.
दिस फ्यूल.
या या. देयर वाज अ लॉट ऑफ फ्यूल की मतलब जो मुझे जिस बात का गुस्सा है उस बात का गुस्सा लोगों को भी है.
या. वेलकम टू अनस्टार्टेड. What is unique about this show is this is about you. It is for founders by founders. I am very excited today to have a very special guest on our Unstarted episode. Somebody whose story is inspiring to a lot of people for multiple reasons. But for me and for many I know who will be listening, for what he's done in terms of bringing protein of a very high quality for all of us and to all of us, and doing it while staying true to his mission and vision. And of course, many of us aspire to be fit. Shashank Mehta, the journey that you have had from the outside, we've had the privilege of watching it a little bit from the inside. It's so good to have you here. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I look forward to Z47 podcasts. You guys are one of the most prepped.
But you know, Shashank, I say this, we are very proud that we are early investors with you. We are very privileged. And therefore, what I say often comes out as biased. When I ask people, what is the best D2C brand that has been created in this country in the last 10 years? I would say, unprompted, most people would say, and prompted, everybody would say, right? Wow. So it's just amazing what you have achieved.
Thank
Congratulations
you.
And
Thank
kudos.
You.
I know they didn't teach you this at HUL. you did almost exactly everything the opposite, but we'll get to that. The audience for this show, you know, often as we get the questions, there is a thread of intimidation that runs through becoming an entrepreneur. And often when people look at the background from the outside, IIT IIM dikhta hai, aapka IIM HUL dikhta hai, with all of this people are like, yaar ye, it's not really maybe something I can do. That's been changing more recently. But when you actually get behind the story of what was going on, that's when people find it very relatable. So let's go there. You know, you're born and raised where, how did you end up first at HUL? And then we'll go take it from there, because you left HUL, then went back, then started.
Yeah. So awesome. Cool. I'll try and keep it condensed. So born and brought up in Delhi. Dad joined as a stenographer in ONGC, spent 40 years there, retired from ONGC.
Mom. So you would say middle class, lower middle class, upper middle class?
Us time ka middle class, I guess. Very proper middle class. Like, mom was a government school teacher, again, 40 years.
Very relatable.
Taught math.
Yeah.
Right? So, matlab, in my household, maths mein 99 aate the, toh daant padti thi ki, ek number ke chhoda types. So, did my schooling in Delhi, did my engineering in Delhi, didn't crack a good engineering college, so mom was very disappointed. We were a very, very study focused household, just like any middle class household.
Yeah. And she was a teacher.
And she was, you know, one of the most, like, she was, I guess, the most brilliant in her siblings, but she didn't get to do the higher education that she wanted to do because, you know, five kids and
access,
not everyone could afford, etc. So she was living her aspirations through us, ki hum mere bachche padhenge aur padhai ke raste mein kuch nahi aayega type. So that was a lot of padhai pressure. And when I didn't make it to a good engineering school, she was the most disappointed. She cried on the first day that, you know, life has gone to shit. And then cut to making it to IIM Lucknow, where she again cried, but this time happily, ki chalo kuch kar liya ladke ne types. And wahan se, I realized very early on in B school that I was not a finance guy. I just couldn't understand making money off of money. It just is a mental block. I don't understand it. I understand physical, you know, truck ja raha hai, maal aa raha hai, sort of stuff. I don't understand. And inherently I love, I always had an inclination towards human behavior, anthropology, org behavior, all of that stuff. So leaned towards marketing, figured out that Unilever is the top marketing company, somehow got into Unilever from campus, spent 3 years there, transformative, like there is a reason why that company is the CEO factory, it's amazing. But the startup bug had started, this is back in 2012 when starting up wasn't very cool. In my own introspection of my life till then, I had figured out that my happiness is linked with creation.
Hmm.
Whenever I look back to my life, I've been happiest in moments when I've been making something.
Hmm.
So, and then, I read this book.
But that sounds like, is that insight that you have come up with now? Or
No.
What was the trigger for that insight in 2012?
So, the trigger was, interestingly, I think I'm a world-class introspector. So, I would be the 99.9th percentile introspector. I always have these moments, even at this moment, where...
So, are you not very social?
I'm not social.
Okay.
Yeah. I am good in front of the camera, I'm good on stage, but that's as a performer.
Yeah.
Left to my own devices, I'd be sitting in a corner and writing and thinking.
Interesting.
And I like to observe the world alone.
Yeah.
I don't like to...
You were about to say something about even as I'm talking.
I have these moments where I have... There's a third self as a fly on the wall who's looking down at this conversation and who's figuring ki ye sara glib talk kahan se aa raha hai, tere dimag mein abhi kya chal raha hai, tu actually kya bolna chahta hai.
Yeah.
Like all of that processing is also happening.
How has that helped you, going back to the earlier question, does that really help you then give clarity of thought in decisions? And the reason I say this is, one of the investors I look up to, Mark Andreessen, he talks about the fact that best decisions come from cognitive dissonance.
Yeah.
And he says, I have my left side arguing one thing and right side arguing one thing, and then I decide.
Yeah. I think it's a big one. In my articulation, it is, I fundamentally cannot live with the gap between my do and my say. I find hypocrisy very, very putting off, right?
Like very I good. Just,
and which is why the brand is, I'm the founder of a brand called The Whole Truth. It's not by coincidence. I really think my life was leading up to it, that this is a manifestation of how I think the world should be, is what I'm trying to create in both the brand and in the company behind it. We talk a lot about it at the company that, we are not trying to be the hustlers, we are trying to build a workplace which we believe is the way workplaces should be.
Yeah.
Ki in this corner of Marol in Andheri, the world operates the way we think it should operate.
Yeah.
And hence, we don't get to say, उसने ऐसा किया, ये गलत है, we don't get to externalize, क्योंकि ये तुम्हारी दुनिया है.
Yeah.
इसको वैसे बनाओ जैसे तुम्हारे को चाहिए, because I can't live with gap between do and say. So which is why I always keep observing my say and then keep going back and recalibrating, is my do lining up.
And that was, so in 2012, that was just par for course for you to...
I think there is some part of nature here.
Yeah. See,
this is by nature I am, and the nurture bit of it is because over time I kept working on reducing the gap between do and say. It became second nature to me ki main sara time introspect kar raha hota hu baith ke. And then the trigger came that when Jaideep started Fasos, he sent out an email saying hiring entrepreneurs in residence.
Yeah.
And he asked for a write up, not a CV.
Yeah.
And serendipity or whatever it is, that I had just read this book by Devdutt Patnaik where he spoke about Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, that hums, Hindu mythology mein teen bhagwan hote hain, creator, preserver and destroyer. Hum sab mein bhi ek type ka nature spike karta hai. You're either a creator, a preserver or a destroyer. And that gave me immediate language for what I had been thinking for a long time, that I'm a creator. The world needs all three. There's no bad or good in this. The world needs all three.
Why does it need destroyer?
Because otherwise stagnation ho jati hai, right? Like someone needs to also kill things to let new things be born, right? And creators fall so much in love with their creations that they're never able to kill those things. So you need someone who's also purging.
What are good examples of destroyers? So creators I can see, preservers I can see. What are good examples of destroyers in this?
I think people, like in any organization, the people who confront you with data and say ki aapke dil ki
state, and the question hai, status quo.
Haan, ki aapke dil ki ichha hai, aapko lag raha hai bahut achha hai, lekin ye actually itna achha chal nahi
raha. So, destroyer Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva ke level ka nahi ho. It's in a day-to-day life
also. It's a day-to-day life, yeah. And destroying is not a bad thing. It sounds like a bad thing.
It's but regeneration, rejuvenation almost.
All three are interdependent. Creation cannot happen if the past does not get destroyed, right? So, उस जयदीप के ईमेल के रिस्पांस में जो लेटर लिखना था उसमें अपना वाई आर्टिकुलेट करने के लिए मेरे को ये लैंग्वेज मिली एंड तब से दिस लैंग्वेज हैज जस्ट
सुपर्ब. लेट्स टेक बिकॉज़ वी आर गोइंग टू दैट पॉइंट इन योर लाइफ, लेट्स टेक द फर्स्ट क्वेश्चन
कि व्हेन यू नो एग्जैक्टली व्हेन टू लीव अ स्टार्टअप, व्हेन यू लीव अ कुशी जॉब फॉर अ न्यू अननोन पाथ व्हिच इज अ स्टार्टअप.
So how do you know when to leave a cushy job? You just said you were clear that you thrive in creation. You are about, by the way, Jaydeep was here. You mentioned HUL is a CEO factory. He's been an entrepreneur factory as well, right? So let's take that story forward.
So I have left HUL twice. I have HUL ne meri photo laga li hogi. Saala do bar chhod ke gaya. Aage se to nahi karenge. Both times were different, I would say. First time it was youthful exuberance, I would say that I was 3 years into my first job. I had this first principles thought inside me that mujhe lagta hai main creator hoon, and I was doing really well at the company, but you know there was this exuberance saying ki yaar, and at that time I used to feel I can do anything because I was just out of my weight loss journey, my first weight loss journey also, and I was really riding a high that I can do anything I put my mind to. So, in ka combination, I took the plunge and went and did FASOs, and lo and behold, I think I failed. Like,
but how is so, and it's been covered a lot, so I'm not repeating it here, but to give us gist, you were, your peak weight was 110?
110, yeah.
110, and then you lost like
40 kgs.
40
first
kilos?
Time was 40 kgs.
40 kilos?
In and, like 9-10 months.
Yeah. And then you go join a Rolls company. Uska kya logic ho?
Fir maine 30 kilo gain kar liya.
Achha.
Because these two things were not linked in my head. I used to think ki now that I've lost it. Abhi khatam ho gaya. That became the fuel for the second journey when I realized ki nahin, it's never done. It's a lifestyle change and the world is acting against you. You know, the marketeers, the food companies are acting against you. Ki tumhare har weak moment mein chini aa jati hai. It overrides your senses. Tumhako pata bhi nahi hai kahan kahan pe kya kya dala hua hai. Tum kuch bhi kha rahe ho, etc. Which is what I'm trying to solve now because I felt cheated and betrayed. But back then it was enthu mein jump liya, shuru mein bahut maza aaya, baad mein phat gayi because running restaurant operation, and that time Fasos was a restaurant, it was not a cloud kitchen. It's just a hell hole, right? Like 16 hours operations on the floor, main paranthe laga raha hoon puri raat baith ke, 20% attrition, dukaan mein koi nahi aa raha, all of that stuff. And that's the first time I realized that no, you can't do everything that you put your mind to. You also have strengths and weaknesses, and you have to craft your life around your strengths. If you craft your life around your weaknesses, you will get screwed.
I think it's a very, very important lesson. I keep telling people, we call it alpha and beta. I do think it should be more, you know, people often say that apni weaknesses ko kam karo.
Galat.
Wo ho hi nahi sakti.
Nahin, galat.
So, make your strength stronger. Yes, if you can, you know, structure your life or your work such that they don't need to play to your weaknesses. Do that.
Right? I think weaknesses, you should work on them only to the extent that they don't become deal breakers. So bring them to a level where they're not deal breakers, and then recruit in your team, in your partner, in everyone else, people around you who actually have those as strengths, and hence as a team you can deliver. But the only winning strategy in life, in cricket, in sport, in anything is play to your strength. Matlab, Tendulkar ko bologe ki bhai tu wo to khair sab kuch kar sakta hai, but you know, ki Sehwag ko bologe ki usse bowling kar aur uspe acha ho kyunki wo teri weakness hai. Kya bewakoofi yaar, usko bolo batting kar yaar tu.
Well, that's a great example. Sehwag did used to bowl, and he used to bowl a few overs. But would he make it in the team because he was an outstanding batsman or that he should become an all-rounder?
But what is, if he's going to spend 10,000 hours practicing, 8,000 should be on batting, not on...
So I think you learned a great lesson. It sounds like the first phase was about where, and you've written a lot about this, that the companies are lying to you, the marketeers are lying to you, that led you to this. Which further actually you have compounded with because you became clearer what you want to do.
Absolutely. See, eventually any startup will fail or succeed first if the founder is really effective or not effective, yeah. productive or not productive. For me to be effective and productive, I am very clear that if what I am doing on a daily basis aligns morally with yeah. me, so my do and say have no gap, and then aligns strength-wise with what I believe I am gifted with and I've worked on over a long period of time, chances of success get maximized. Hence, building a brand called The Whole Truth and building a brand, because both these things align with who I am and what my strengths are, not running around 16 hours on the shop floor,
yeah.
Trying to... and wo kaam bhi karne ki zarurat hai company mein. We run our own factory, we run our own production.
Yeah.
But I was lucky enough to get Rachna, who then did that piece
yeah.
For me, right?
So, the brand piece... We actually have two questions coming out of this because we are reaching your starting up story. Can we first tee up the brand one?
I just wanted to ask if I wanted to start up, is it important to build a revenue first or the brand?
My question to you is that how do I know if I should be a solopreneur or enlist a co-founder? Thank you.
So I don't want to interrupt your flow. So let's weave the answers in for both these questions. You mentioned... You didn't want a gap between what you say and you do. The brand ethos keeps coming up. And then there is this co-founder question, which I know you just mentioned Rachna and you thought about deeply. So let's go back. Phasos has been an interesting experience, has taught you more about yourself. But then that leads you back to HUL.
Yeah.
So why did that happen? And then let's come to the story with these questions.
See, the Phasos learning didn't happen in real time. It happened 2-3 years later. Like that experience was so intense. And for someone who used to feel that he can do anything he puts his mind to fail, first, all the 5 stages of grief happened. First was denial, ki nahi, meri galti nahi hai, samne wale ki galti hai. Environment kharab tha, context kharab tha, ye tha. Ek do saal wo sab karne mein lage. And I had realized ki, see, I can't remain unhappy for very long. It's a huge super strength that I have, that I can't remain unhappy for very long. So, wahan pe unhappiness chal rahi thi, that made me take the decision ki, bhai, HUL mein tu khush tha, yahan pe tu na khush hai. First, go back.
Interesting.
Park yourself somewhere where you know happiness happens.
It's a very actionable point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? And fir reflect kariyo ki kyun na khush tha, kyunki I fundamentally believe ki everything is inside you only. There's nothing outside you, right? So, but fir bhi ek do saal lage to come to terms with the fact ki waqai mein I am the one who had put himself in a place where he was not meant to be. That's where the realization happened. But by the way, I had gone back thinking main kabhi startup nahi karunga ki ye to bahut hi matlab mushkil aur like operations heavy kaam hai, ye mere bas ki nahi hai, main nahi karunga. Like I would tell everyone ki kuch bhi karunga, startup nahi karunga. But creator wala keeda to tha, the DNA never went away. And in parallel, back at Unilever, now my weekends became free, so I started writing this blog around food and fitness, which was coming out of my third weight loss journey.
And you had started your weight
yeah,
loss
because
journey.
Mein hua tha,
yeah,
because Phasos gained, then HUL lose. Kiya.
Yeah.
Third time. Thi
yeah.
So tab I did a lot of research, is bari because I wanted to ensure that it never happens again.
Yeah.
Us research se I started figuring, oh shit, food mein kya chal raha hai.
Yeah.
And that's when I started writing the blog, Fit Shit. Right?
And when you were writing the blog inside a conglomerate where you're effectively fingering yeah. what they are doing, how did that go, and why do these large companies, all of them are accused of the same thing? Why are they doing it?
So, to be honest, I was also smart enough to not pick up HUL brands because that would have been stupid.
Yeah.
I was talking about others, and thankfully, HUL is actually not very big on food. Matlab ek kisan aur nor chhod ke unke bahut zyada brands hai nahi.
Yeah.
So I think that was just like we never got into each other's crosshairs, and HUL is a nice company. Like
yeah.
they don't generally want to trouble you if you're doing something,
yeah.
they let you be. Why are they doing this? I think is it's not as if the people there are evil.
Yeah.
A lot of my friends are the people there. They don't get up every day thinking, "Chalo dunya ki marte hain."
Yeah.
I think it's a story of drift.
Yeah.
So cut to 100 years back when Unilever started.
Yeah.
They started as the Unilever brothers after the Great Depression figured out that people don't have enough calories to survive. So they started selling margarine because butter was too expensive.
Yeah.
Right? Very noble cause. They were doing the right thing. Over a period of time, they gained the trust of consumers. So much so that consumers started trusting these companies and their brands blindly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And अब यूनिलीवर ब्रदर जा चुके हैं, एक सीईओ आ चुके हैं और ब्रांड मैनेजर आ चुके हैं. वो ब्रांड मैनेजर हर 3 साल में बदलते हैं, तो उनका इंसेंटिव इज कि मेरे को अपने 3 सालों में मचानी है, बहुत सारी सेल करनी है, एंड देन आई हैव टू गो अवे. एंड उनको प्रॉफिटेबिलिटी के टारगेट हैं, तो पीपल स्टार्टेड सेइंग कि यार मैं इसमें से ना ये 2% कॉस्ट निकाल देता हूँ, ये कुछ निकाल देता हूँ, ये कुछ निकाल देता हूँ, एंड 5 रुपए का ही बेचना है, मैं प्राइस पॉइंट में भी लॉक्ड इन हूँ. स्पेशली इन अ कंट्री लाइक इंडिया वेयर यू नो दीज कंपनीज आर बिल्ट ऑन सैशेज एंड 5 रुपी पैक्स एंड 2 रुपी पैक्स एक्सेट्रा, द कॉस्ट प्रेशर वॉज वेरी हाई. नेट नेट वॉट हैपन्ड ओवर अ पीरियड ऑफ टाइम वॉज ऑल प्रोडक्ट्स स्टार्टेड बिकमिंग सिमिलर, दे वर बींग मेड इन द सेम प्लेस बाय द सेम पीपल. But marketeers, these smart IIT IIM folks were given the task of saying, why is your shampoo different than the other shampoo? Why is your cream different than the other cream?
Yeah.
ये तुम्हें कहानी बतानी है.
Yeah.
जबकि actually है नहीं.
Yeah.
बहुत ज़्यादा फर्क.
And you know, I was thinking about this, Shashank, the reality is that companies are built to sell products that customers want.
Yeah.
Customers have become more educated and realized at one point cigarettes were not bad.
इस पे ना मेरा, and this is one of the places where we are slightly stupidly different as a company also. I don't fully agree that...
Because you think the marketeers are making customers believe that.
I think it's a circle. It's not a line.
Yeah.
And you know, people who sell cigarettes and people who sell Fair and Lovely have the same response. Ki dekho, consumer ko chahiye, main kya karu?
Yeah.
Right? But you can't disagree that in today's day and age, marketeers as a cohort have the highest influence on collective thought in the world.
So let's take alcohol as an example.
Yeah.
About maybe 4-5 years ago, maybe during COVID when people had more time, suddenly there's this new narrative that alcohol is bad for you and if you have fitness.
Yeah.
वो marketeers सोच ना कर रहे हैं, ये तो खुद की consciousness बढ़ रही है.
तो we are talking of it as binary कि या तो ये है या वो है. क्योंकि और भी एक्टर्स है ना इस पूरे सिस्टम में, इन्फ्लुएंसर्स एक एक्टर्स हैं.
कैनबिस इंडस्ट्री माइट बी वांटिंग टू डू इट.
आई एम नॉट इवन अस्क्राइबिंग एनी यू नो मलिशियस किसी और ने करवाया. बहुत सारे एक्टर्स हैं, राइट? लाइक इफ यू सिट एंड डिकोड व्हाट एवर इज द सेट ऑफ बिलीव्स दैट यू हैव टुडे, हु आर द इन्फ्लुएंसर्स इन योर लाइफ who have led you to this, you will be, there will be a Pareto there. Like 10-15 लोगों से मिलके 70-80% ऑफ योर बिलीव्स विल गेट form. And I would argue, the more developed a nation becomes, like take America as an example, they don't have any scriptures, they don't have any history, they don't have a Ramayana and a Mahabharat to tell them what is good and bad.
Yeah.
Their entire belief system comes from marketeers. Entire.
Which I agree.
Right? Yeah. So, and the more developed you become as a nation, you also go towards that side. So, I don't think marketeers can absolve themselves of the responsibility and say ki bhai, लोगों को सिगरेट चाहिए थी, मैंने बेच दी. क्योंकि तुम्हारे हाथ में, व्हाट इज मार्केटिंग? मार्केटिंग इज बिहेवियर चेंज. दैट्स इट. समवन इज डूइंग बिहेवियर ए, यू वांट देम टू डू बिहेवियर बी एंड यू हैव द टूल्स टू शिफ्ट देम. तो तुम उसको अच्छे के लिए भी यूज कर सकते हो. सिर्फ बेचने के लिए क्यों यूज करना है? मतलब अच्छे के लिए भी कर सकते हो. बट दैट पुटिंग दैट मॉरल कोट ऑन टॉप, पीपल बिलीव कि इससे शेयर होल्डर रिटर्न्स कम हो जाएंगे.
एंड दिस इज माय पिच टू फाउंडर्स आउट देयर, इवन वी सी दिस इन बीपीसी आल्सो, राइट? देयर आर थिंग्स दैट आर बेटर फॉर यू, बट इफ यू सेल दोस थिंग्स, देन द थिंग्स दैट यू आर सेलिंग व्हिच आर मच लार्जर इन वॉल्यूम विल गेट कैनिबलाइज, एंड देयरिन लाइज द अपॉर्चुनिटी. एंड आई थिंक देयरिन लाइज द, सो नाउ लेट्स गो बैक. यू हैव स्टार्टेड द ब्लॉग, यू आर स्टार्टिंग टू थिंक अगेन अपेरेंटली, but you're also in a very, very cushy job.
Yeah.
Many years ago, maybe a decade ago, making crores. You have failed once.
Yeah.
How, what was the mental state? What was the processing, the risk appetite to want to even do this again? And then talk about co-founder.
I think it was very slow, first of all. There was no one epiphanous moment where it shifted. I wrote the blog for about 2 years. The blog got a lot of attention. So that was one confidence-giving thing. Ki jis tarah se main sochta hun khane ke baare mein, log bhi sochte hain. I am able to explain it to them. And biggest thing is, a lot of people have this problem. Because I was writing like 1,500-word long articles back in the day when Insta was exploding.
Yeah.
Right? So I was like, log engage kar rahe hain, matlab unko ye problem hai. So you figured ki problem statement hai. एंड तुम 2 साल से कर रहे हो तो तुम्हारे अंदर वो फ्यूल भी है. लाइक दिस थिंग इज फ्यूलिंग यू, राइट? लाइक देर इज कंसिस्टेंसी बिहाइंड दिस थिंग, बिकॉज इट्स अ वीकेंड हसल. आई कुड हैव बीन चिलिंग, बट आई वाज बीइंग ड्रिवन, राइट?
यू हैव मेड दिस स्टेटमेंट बिफोर दैट यू आर इंस्पायर्ड बाय रेज नॉट विजन.
यस,
दिस फ्यूल.
या या, देयर वाज अ लॉट ऑफ फ्यूल. की मतलब जो मुझे जिस बात का गुस्सा है, उस बात का गुस्सा लोगों को भी है.
या,
राइट? इट्स वर्किंग. Second, I had started randomly experimenting with a protein bar product at home with no intention of making it a company, right? बट वो भी मैं अपने, एंड आई एम नॉट अ शेफ, आई डोंट कुक, बट मैं अपने घर में कुछ बना रहा हूँ, उसको मैं ऑफिस लेके जाता था. तो इन 2-3 मंथ्स पीपल स्टार्टेड सेइंग दिस इज द बेस्ट प्रोटीन बार वी एवर हैड, एंड दीज आर वेरी वेल ट्रैवल्ड you know, very well read,
exposed, yeah.
exposed people, they're saying ki isse achhi humne kabhi nahi khaya. I'm like, fuck, product bhi ban raha hai.
Yeah.
Right? Third, I used to read a lot those days, time hota tha. So I had read this research that, you know, people have done this research on old people who are about to die, ki tumhare ko kis baat ka regret hai. And regrets were always regrets of inaction, never of action. No matter how bad the action turned out to be, even if you married an axe murderer, you were able to rationalize it to say, maine usko theek kar diya, maine usse shaadi nahi kari hoti, to wo kitne logon ko aur maarta, maine usko solve kar diya ye wo. But inaction, us ladki ko propose kar lena chahiye tha, wo startup kar leni chahiye thi, apni mummy ko jaane se pehle bol dena chahiye tha ki main aapse pyar karta hu. These are the things.
Lovely, which, lovely. Right? Regrets are always about inaction, not action.
Never action.
Very actionable.
Yeah. So a lot of these things were starting to come together, and yet I had a lot of fear because I had been burnt once. And you know, even family ko kaise samjhaunga, kyunki pehli bari bhi jab ja raha tha, parents ne to ye bola tha, middle class parents, they were like, bevkoofi hai, kyun kar raha hai.
Yeah.
And when I came back, they had a nice, I told you so,
glum satisfaction.
Ki samajh gaye ab, right?
Humne to bola tha.
Bola tha tumhe. Yeah. Right? But over time, these things kept building momentum.
Yeah.
And then it came to a point where I just couldn't not do it.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
And then there were people like us who encouraged you to do it.
Ha, correct.
I have to give that plug.
Yes, yes. Yeah, yeah. I never thought ki koi company shuru hone se pehle mujhe paisa de dega.
Yeah.
Right? And my first two checks came from readers of the blog.
Yeah.
And they introduced me to you, and then the check came from you, and I was like, bhai, ye to kuch bhi ho raha hai, matlab,
so, yeah. So, bubble hoega.
Kuch bhi hai, mere ko to achha lag raha hai. So yeah, there was no one, epiphanous moment.
Yeah.
I would also say, since this is about, you know, laying out the bare truth, my last year at Unilever, in terms of performance at Unilever, judged by Unilever, was my worst. Because there also I had taken on an entrepreneurial assignment. I had pushed to say ki main naya brand khada karunga, Lever Ayush naam ka brand I had started. And 2 years in, we had built a 100 crore brand. In 2 years, a 100 crore brand in the VC world would be applauded. But in Newly Realized, 100 crore, bus. And they gave me a rating of 2/5 ka scale for the first time in life. And that also pissed me off a lot ki hai, tumhar ko creator versus manager ko judge karna nahi aata. फिर तुम बोलते हो कि हमारे यहाँ पे क्रिएशन नहीं होती. हाउ आर यू जजिंग मी टू अ गाय हु इज रनिंग अ लक्स और अ डव एंड हैज टेकन दैट ब्रांड फ्रॉम 1000 crores टू 1050 crores और 1100 crores, बट मैं 0 से 100 में लेके आया हूँ.
Yeah.
और तुम्हारे को लग रहा है कि मैंने कम किया है.
Yeah.
Right? So there was, I would
so the theme that's running through this is you had a very good understanding of yourself. Way back in 2012, you had figured out that you are the creation guy.
Yeah.
And that got validated again. It's also inspiration for everybody who gets rated 2/5 that you can create some of the best known brands out there. So well done. So inspired to do it again, went through this risk processing. Then how did you think about how would you do it differently? I know you thought a lot about some of it. What discussions we had also on co-founder, not co-founder, how did this all come together?
I'll say a last thing about risk.
Yeah.
For the left brain folks listening to this, I finally wrote it down also ki actually risk kya hai.
Yeah.
Right? And I was like, meri crore rupaye ki naukri hai. Main aaj chhodunga, 3 saal try karunga, kuch nahi hoega.
Yeah.
I will have to go back to a crore rupee job.
Yeah.
That's not too bad.
HUL might not have taken you back though.
But someone else will.
No, I'm kidding. Haan, yeah.
No, I agree. HUL wouldn't have. Matlab, 3 bari toh unko bhi sharam aayegi. But koi aur le leta.
Yeah.
Crore nahi toh 80 lakh ki naukri mil jati.
Yeah.
Which is not too bad at all. Then yeah. I was like, then what is the risk? And then I realized it's not risk, it is fear. And these two are different things, right? What was the fear? The fear was that when I fail and go back into the workforce, my peers would have become my bosses.
Yes.
Once I wrote that down, I felt like slapping myself. Ki ye, is karan ki wajah se, see, in middle class families, na, we are taught to imagine the downside very vividly, but never the upside. Upside sochna hi nahi aata humko. Agar chal pada, तो हाउ गुड कैन इट बी, राइट? वो हमारे को सोचना
है, सर्वाइवल इंस्टिंक्ट में ही रहते हैं ना, फाइट और
फट गया तो क्या करोगे.
yeah, yeah.
शुरू नहीं करा, मैं सोच रहा हूँ करूंगा, 3 साल में फेल होऊंगा, वापस आऊंगा तो बाकियों से पीछे हो जाऊंगा, इसलिए शुरू नहीं करता.
या
वंस आई रोट इट डाउन, आई लाइक थप्पड़ मार अपने आप को और आगे चल.
बट यू नो दिस पीयर कंपैरिजन, एंड आई सी इट इवन विद द यंगर गाइस. आई टेल पीपल, इवन व्हेन द यंगर वंस आर थिंकिंग ऑफ एमबीए करूं, नहीं, आई विल वेस्ट 2 years, माय पीयर्स विल गेट अहेड, आई एम लाइक, यू गाइस आर गोइंग टू लिव टिल 100.
या
व्हाट आर यू, जस्ट
But it's very difficult. Like yeah. you have internal journey. Hai, kisi yeah. bonus
yeah.
Yeah. Now coming to the co-founder wala journey. See, I named Rachu my co-founder 2 years back, right? When we started, it wasn't with the, you know, the title of a co-founder.
Yeah.
And you and I used to have this chat, I remember. आप लोगों ने मेरे से 17.5% का ईसॉप पूल रखवाया था सेइंग कि तेरा कोफाउंडर आएगा कभी तेरे को देना पड़ेगा उसको इक्विटी एंड इंट्यूटिव लाइक इंस्टिंक्टिवली वेयर आई वाज इज वेयर आई एम टुडे दैट इनऑर्गेनिकली नहीं ढूंढना चाहिए बिकॉज वी नो दैट वन ऑफ द टॉप रीजंस फॉर अ कंपनी टू फेल इज एक्चुअली कोफाउंडर कॉन्फ्लिक्ट एंड इट्स नॉट तुम इनऑर्गेनिकली जब ढूंढते हो तब तुम स्किल का मैरिज ढूंढते हो कि मेरे पास ये चार स्किल है तो ये बाकी चार स्किल वाला को ढूंढ लेता हूँ बट लड़ाइयाँ स्किल की वजह से थोड़ी होती हैं लड़ाइयाँ तो इंटरपर्सनल कमराडरी यू नो फिटमेंट की वजह से केमिस्ट्री की वजह से होती हैं तो वो अगर इनऑर्गेनिकली ढूंढ रहे हो तो आई स्टिल स्टैंड अगेन
नो बट दिस इज वेरी गुड पॉइंट बिकॉज आई थिंक इट इज केमिस्ट्री नॉट नाइदर फिजिक्स नॉर मैथ नॉर व्हाटएवर द डेटा आउट देयर is that more than the perfect number of founding team is 2.3, which means it's somewhere between 2 and 3. But that same data shows 5 years out, only 1/3 of those teams are still together.
Are still around.
So yeah. I think there are different paths. Yeah. If you effectively had somebody you started with who was technically very complementary to you,
yeah.
but let the chemistry kind of evolve over time.
Yeah. And I just want to state there is just one massive advantage of being a single founder. So, you know, to all the people who don't have a co-founder who are worried, ek bahut badi advantage bhi hai.
Yeah.
You are forced to develop a very entrepreneurial, ownership driven team because you know you can't do it all.
Very good.
I see
good.
So many, especially jin jagahon pe teen co-founder hote hain na. पूरी कंपनी में 6-7 ही फंक्शन होते हैं वो तीनों दो दो फंक्शन बांट लेते हैं क्योंकि उनकी स्ट्रेंथ होती है दे नेवर डेवलप द नेक्स्ट लीडर बिकॉज दे ऑलवेज सिट ऑन टॉप ऑफ इट सो आई हैव अ टीम नाउ हु हैज बीन विद मी फ्रॉम डे जीरो ऑफ लाइक 10 ओनर्स ईच विद देयर ओन स्ट्रेंथ्स हु आर गेटिंग डेवलप्ड इनटू यू नो द सीएक्सओज ऑफ द कंपनी व्हिच वुड हैव नेवर हैपेंड अगर तीन हम लोग होते तो हमने कभी नहीं किया होता
या या वन ऑफ द थिंग्स वी डिडंट एड्रेस वाज दिस ब्रांड फर्स्ट वर्सेस रेवेन्यू फर्स्ट You talk a lot, this is in the public domain, which is about the brand market fit. Tell me you have said your starting point was about, you know, what marketeers are saying, what I do versus what I say. This is the core ethos of Whole Truth. Multiple points to it. One, what are the trade-offs that come with that? With your investors, with your customers, with your employees, how did you... you know, inculcate this kind of ethos?
I think there are no trade-offs. There are trade-offs, but I actually like constraints. Like, if you think like an artist, all art is built out of constraints. Right? Like, only if I tell you ki ek canvas hai aur char color ke pen hai, tabhi art banega na. Agar main kahun...
But aap businessman ho, artist thodi na.
I actually think all creation is a work of art. At least I like to think of it that way. And we are trying to build Whole Truth in that way that, like, again, our internal language is, hum Taj Mahal bana rahe hain, hum Burj Khalifa nahi bana rahe. Humare ko duniya ki sabse badi building nahi banani, humare ko duniya ki sabse sundar building banani.
Very good.
Ki aap kisi bhi kone se humare brand ko dekh lo. You meet my people anywhere, you see our finance department, or you meet the brand in the market, you will say, in logo ne yahan pe nakashi kari hai. Inhone, matlab, someone has taken care on in every detail in this thing. And I think that in brand building, I think that has value because it compounds. You know, then the story never breaks. Every brand is literally a story in a consumer's head, right? Like, I'm telling you a story over hopefully 100 years. And stories compound if they never break. Right? The best movies that you like them because the facade never breaks, right? Like, imagine if I made a character who I'm saying is a Delhi journalist, but she's walking around wearing a tank top and a mini skirt. You'll be like, ye kapda iske upar to nahi lag raha, iske upar to
image nahi battery.
Fab India ka kapda ek jhola hona chahiye tha, baal thode uljhe hue hone chahiye the, haath mein paper hona chahiye tha. Right? So, like, and the only stories you can tell consistently over time are the ones which are authentic stories because how long will you keep a facade up? So that's how we are trying to build the Whole Truth also. On the revenue versus brand point, I think it's a false dichotomy. Because why do you think I'm building a brand? Mm-hmm. the job of brand is to provide the air cover to your product, right? That that next every time my performance marketing ad hits you, you already have a favorable opinion of the brand, and hence each impression works a lot harder.
So let me articulate that trade-off differently. And we see this in many cases. Let's say something was selling much better.
Yeah.
But it doesn't fit your brand ethos, right? आपने चॉकलेट भी ट्राई की थी एंड मे बी वी कैन ड्रॉ सम लेसन फ्रॉम दैट. अगर आप उसमें शुगर डालोगे वर्सेज ज्यादा बिकेगी पर आप नहीं करोगे. सो एंड आई रिमेंबर एंड आई थिंक इट्स अ लेसन फॉर पीपल बिकॉज आई रिमेंबर योर ईमेल्स टू योर इन्वेस्टर्स एंड द बोर्ड मेनी ईयर्स अगो, 4-5 years अगो. यू सेट ब्रांड्स कंपाउंड विद टाइम. आई थिंक दैट if you are doing that and you're taking that path, it's a harder path because the constituencies around you will likely push you. Then you have to be willing to sell the story. And I think you used to do a great job selling the, abhi to aapke numbers aapki projection se aage chalte hai, but jab piche bhi chalte the to it was boss, these are, this is how we are building, right?
Which is why I'm reframing the question. I think it's a short term versus long term question.
Yes.
तो टाइम फ्रेम चेंज कर दोगे तो आई एम नॉट डूइंग एनीथिंग व्हिच इज एंटी रेवेन्यू एट एनी पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम. आई एम जस्ट लुकिंग एट इट एट 20-year स्केल एंड यू आर लुकिंग एट इट 2-year स्केल.
वेरी गुड.
तो दैट्स इट लाइक एंड यू कैन लाइक देन दैट्स अ डिफरेंस इन आवर स्ट्रेटजीज दैट इफ यू कांट थिंक 20-year का स्केल के स्केल पे देन आई विल विन ओवर द 20-year. माई जॉब इज नॉट टू डाई इन द शॉर्ट टर्म.
Yes.
So that is very important. And I think there are times in every entrepreneur's life where you have to be tactical.
Yeah.
Ki bhai, abhi marna nahi hai. Because if you die, compounding stops.
Yeah. Right? That's a good one. If you die, compounding stops. I am going to paraphrase this question very short because it does come up many, many times from people, which is about building culture and standards.
Yeah.
You know, in our portfolio, when I think of the companies that exemplify it, you are clearly one of the top ones. The tactical part of this question is, how do you transition from being liked to building cultures where standards are non-negotiable? So, and I know you lead by example in that, and I know you lead by give people some inputs. If I were to say, what's your culture? What's your value system? How does it get tested? What advice would you have people on building strong cultures?
I think this is a real question. I would start with the submission that I am sure there are higher performing teams out there than ours. Like there are more hungry teams, there are more hustling teams, there are more get shit done teams than ours. I think that is a limited trade-off. But a downside of our culture. And you know, many people like to put it on this team versus family spectrum. I don't fully agree with this binary, but if I had to force fit, I would say we lean more on the family side than on the team side. And it's a conscious call. Every choice has upsides and downsides, right? Like, as I said, our guiding principle is 100 saal ki company banani. 100 साल की कंपनी तभी बना सकते हो इफ यू डू एवरी डे यू डू थिंग्स दैट अलाइन फुली विद हु यू आर बिकॉज अदरवाइज इट्स अ फसाड एंड यू विल टायर योर सेल्फ आउट पुटिंग अप अ फसाड. सो दिस इज हु आई एम, राइट? दैट वी आर्टिकुलेट आर कल्चर एज वन दैट वर्क्स ऑन ट्रस्ट एंड इंस्पिरेशन, नॉट फियर एंड ग्रीड. 90% ऑफ कंपनीज वर्क ऑन फियर एंड ग्रीड कि अच्छा करोगे तो पैसा मिलेगा, बुरा करोगे तो नौकरी जाएगी. दिस इज द
यार मैं कैपिटलिस्टिक हूँ, वेंचर कैपिटल बिजनेस, तो फियर एंड ग्रीड तो मेरे बिजनेस का कोर है.
गोल है,
कोर है, कोर है. आई कांट हेल्प इट.
तो आई एम सेइंग टू ईच इज ओन, राइट? लाइक एंड व्हिच इज व्हाई आई कांट बिल्ड व्हाट यू आर बिल्डिंग एंड मोस्ट ऑफली यू कांट बिल्ड व्हाट आई एम बिल्डिंग. वी हैव टू बिल्ड व्हाट वी आर बिल्डिंग, राइट? सो वी आई एम नॉट दैट पर्सन. आई कैन नॉट change myself to be rude and bad and shouty at you because you didn't perform.
Yeah.
My modus operandi is inspiration. If I'm asking you to do something, I will first do it 10x better. I will, you know, just go out there and do it and inspire you to do it. Or I will push those buttons in you. I will call out to the higher purpose in you. I will call out, like, which, and that's the kind of people that we attract. Like, all the people in my team were people who were feeling like square pegs in round holes back in big companies. Ki unka मॉरल अलाइनमेंट नहीं हो रहा था कि मैं क्यों आके इस बड़ी कंपनी में कागज बेच रहा हूँ या साबुन बेच रहा हूँ. मेरे को नहीं.
सो कोर टेनेट ऑफ दैट बिल्डिंग दैट कल्चर स्टार्ट्स विद हु यू हायर.
या 100%. Mm-hmm. And I think you put out that intention in the world and there is something about energy, you attract that sort of people. So, our trust and inspiration wala culture, uski ek downside ye hai that see, fear ka ek bahut bada fayda ye hota hai that bosses who we call bad bosses, I've had some in the past, I would also say they are the ones who got the best out of me in terms of performance because I just pushed myself so much.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to have a bad conversation with that guy, that I pushed myself a lot more than I would have internally pushed myself. In our culture, all motivation largely comes from inside you. बाहर से कोई आके बहुत ज़्यादा डंडा नहीं मारने वाला कि ये क्यों नहीं हुआ और हम एक्चुअली फायरिंग में भी बहुत स्लो हैं बिकॉज वी आर अ वेरी लर्निंग एंड डेवलपमेंट ऑर्ग सो जब कोई अच्छा परफॉर्म नहीं करता तो हम पहले ही पूछते हैं वॉट कुड हैव वी डन हैव वी सपोर्टेड दिस गाय हैव वी गिवन देम सम ट्रेनिंग और नॉट तो उस चक्कर में हम स्लो भी हैं कि हम आई थिंक 75th परसेंटाइल परफॉर्मेंस को ज़्यादा लंबे टाइम तक झेलते हैं देन एनी अदर
एज लॉन्ग एज इट्स अ कल्चरल फिट
अगर कल्चर फिट कम हो सो आई एम नॉट क्लेमिंग दैट दिस इज अगेन इन द शॉर्ट टर्म दिस इज नॉट द मोस्ट इफेक्टिव कल्चर बट आई एम बैंकिंग ऑन द फैक्ट दैट माई पीपल स्टे फॉर द लॉन्ग टर्म एंड दे कंपाउंड राइट देयर कॉन्टेक्स्ट कंपाउंड लाइक माई टॉप लीडरशिप We are a 6.5-year-old company. My top leadership has an average tenure of 4.5 because people have never left.
Yeah.
They've only come in. अब आंखों आंखों में बात हो जाती है मतलब बोलने की भी जरूरत नहीं पड़ती ये पूरा कॉन्टेक्स्ट है पूरी स्टोरी आर्क पता है उनको पूरी हिस्ट्री पता है उनको किसी को ये नहीं समझाना अब लाइक पिछले 3-4 सालों से तो आज तक की भी सवाल नहीं सुना मैंने कि हम क्यों नहीं एक ड्रॉप प्रिजर्वेटिव डाल देते इट्स जस्ट नोन इट्स लाइक ग्रेविटी कि यहाँ ऐसे ही होता है मतलब राइट तो So yeah, I think these are the trade-offs.
What is the, so you said from hiring, firing, day-to-day, more as a tactical input, is there something you guys do during induction that ramps people up in the culture?
Yeah, yeah. We have a induction first 2 weeks when you come in. Everyone, irrespective of intern bhi ho, kisi bhi function mein ho, kahin pe bhi ho, that batch, let's say 20 people have joined this month, they will go through a 2-week induction where they will get to see the entire company.
Yeah.
All leaders in the company will take out 2 hours, give you an induction on their session. You will go to the market, spend a day in the field doing sales. You will go to factory, spend a day making product. You'll go to the warehouse, spend a day packing products. You will do all of that. And उन दो हफ्ते में crash course मिल जाता है कि यहाँ के लोग कैसे हैं. और उसमें अगर consistency हो, पहला session मैं लेता हूँ.
Yeah.
I tell them the umbrella. And then I tell them, you are my spies.
Yeah.
Now you go into the system and come back and tell me, ki, am I living in cuckoo land? That what I'm saying is in my mind. Very good.
Very good.
Ja
very good. Must be very inspiring for them to feel that empowered right at the start. You are also one of the few entrepreneurs I know who's the face of the brand. I know it started with your blog itself.
Yeah.
How did that evolve over a period of time, especially for a guy who says he's an introvert. You seem a natural wherever I see you. So speak more about that. What are the trade-offs with that? And as you scale, how do you see that evolving?
Because the definition of introvert is people who draw their energy from their inner self.
Yes.
Right? So it doesn't mean that introverts can't be good on camera, good on stage.
Yeah.
I'm also a showman. Like I know how to get a
camera. We know that.
audience.
Yeah.
See, it started again with the truth that if the brand and the company is going to be built on my truth, then who better than me to say it?
Very good.
Right? And there was a skill angle to it also. Mm-hmm. I knew that I can do it. Like, I'm not a dud on camera. Like, I know how to say the point.
Mm-hmm.
When these two things got combined, it kind of became a very natural, and we, you know, I have a fetish and my team has a fetish now for first principles that we just think everything from first principles, right? Duniya mein jaise bhi hota ho, and uska bhi downside hai because we rediscover many a times why the world does it a certain way.
Yeah.
But we have to go through the loop, right?
Yeah.
But ye dono cheeze jab hui to khud se karna shuru kiya. And that started working and then I was just in this virtuous loop. Ye bhi chal raha hai, toh ab hum kar rahe hain aur ye wala, right? So and now it's become a thing, right? So there is nothing more to it. It started with this truth and then it became a virtuous loop. Now it seems to have become the trend. Now it seems to have become which also I think is a problem. I think everyone, and this is a VC world problem, ki har cheez ko playbook banana hai. Uniqueness ki playbook nahi ho sakti na. By definition, these are
very good. Yeah.
at loggerheads with each other. Yeah. Right? So, but we just keep on doing what we are doing, right? And we don't actually focus too much on the, that's another feature of our culture and us, that hum actually bahut external world obsessed zyada nahi hai.
Kuch downsides hain? Do you get recognized?
100%.
You get recognized?
Mera me time chala gaya hai because
my, really?
my best zone of working used to be sitting at cafes. In a, I told you, right? I like being alone in a crowded place.
Yeah.
In fact, most of my insights about consumers, I don't do consumer work in the traditional way. I don't go and meet people and say, batao kaisa lag raha hai. I sit in a corner and observe the world. And cafes were my thing. Ki log kya khareed rahe hain, kyon kar rahe hain, kaise baith rahe hain, kahan garmi lag rahi hai unko, table ki height kya honi chahiye. I would be sitting in a corner and, you know, ab khaskar ye ameer pin codes mein, Bandra, Andheri, Colaba, Indira Nagar, South Delhi, may the recognition rate has gone up. Airports.
Yeah.
Recognition rate has gone up too much. So my jo mera alone time hai, like flights.
Yeah.
I love flights because the airplane mode, everything is cut off, silence, I can think deep.
Yeah.
Log aa jate hain baat karne ke liye aur matlab I like it also. Matlab aisa nahi hai ki I don't like it.
But very soon we are going to see you all how the actors do it. They have their cap down and they go and quickly sit in the corner. So
they both like whenever this happens, my only feeling inside me is kuch to ho raha hai acha.
Gratitude.
Keep your nose down and keep working. Right? Don't even for a second now. This is now a responsibility. It's not it's a privilege and a responsibility. Keep your nose down and keep working. But there is this cost. There is definitely like as it's like for a introvert, there is beyond a point. Like I've taken a call, for example, that outside of food, business and TWT, I don't talk about random things, war mein kya chal raha hai, yahan pe kya chal raha hai. Agar mere business se kuch linkage hai, toh main baat karta hoon.
But this is a very good point. For scaled entrepreneurs, you have to think about the impact of what you speak. On the note of gratitude and responsibility, really, really a privilege to hear, to be in business with you, Shashank. Anything that from your perspective, since you are so introspective, the other thing I want to tell the audience is the definition of introvert, like you said, people think it's about people being shy, not being able to do things publicly, but it is actually where you derive your energy. And you can be both. You can be a showman and yet you can be an introvert. What from your journey do you want to share with people, especially with your background, maybe people who are mid-career in corporates who could potentially look at you and say, yaar, mere ko bhi aisi journey chahiye, but either meri phat rahi hai karne mein, ya idea nahi hai, ya what is the recipe?
I think like when I was starting up, at least at that time, it seemed like founders are either 25-year-olds or 45-year-olds. They are either young kids with nothing to lose, or seasoned professionals who are doing their second innings aur unke bacche ab 10th 11th mein ja chuke hain ab ghar se bahar jane wale to they feel ki meri responsibilities ho gayi hain ab main khel sakta hu. Ye 35 year old founder kam tha, at least at that time. I think ab badh raha hai thoda. And I actually, again, first principles, I used to think ye to ulta hai, because at 35 I no longer am stupidly youthful, but I have some youthful energy and I have some wisdom of experience. Ye combination, because 45 pe energy mar jati hai, 25 pe wisdom nahi hota. So I was like, 35 to bahut acha time hai yaar, matlab log kyun nahi karte 35 pe startup. Most probably there is a family angle there, because that's the time when most people have started their family.
So I think responsibilities are likely going up at that time.
100%. Yeah. Parents are getting old and bachche abhi 2
saal ke hain, nest egg nahi bana hai.
So I think we were lucky that Adi and I had decided at that time ki hum bachcha nahi karenge. Now we have a kid.
Yeah.
We changed our mind at 38.
I know we had that discussion.
But 35 pe we were thinking hum nahi karenge.
Yeah.
Parents were hale and hearty, koi dikkat nahi thi. So wo wali tension nahi thi. I thought first principles is this is the best time to start. And I think that has played out.
Yeah.
That, you know, ab I can tell ki agle 5-6 saal baad abhi bhi kam hone lag gaya. Like the amount of running around one did in the early years, jo karni padti hai, especially if you're going to do a physical goods business, that becomes tough with the...
It's a very interesting point that you're making. So the counter argument, one, by the way, I would go back to your regret of inaction being greater than regret of action. So why not do the action earlier?
Yeah.
Second, you are saying you think responsibilities are increasing, but they'll only increase.
They'll only increase. Yeah, yeah.
They'll only increase. So it'll become harder. I think as life advice, there may be people listening to you saying, also saying, yaar, humne bhi socha bachche nahi hoenge. How did, why was that decision made and why was that decision reversed?
Yeah. I think it was never, both of us were like, humar ko inner koi calling nahi aari ki humar ko bachcha chahiye.
Okay.
Humar ko humari lives kaafi full lag rahi hain. So we will not force ourselves into having a kid. And both of us are fairly, I don't like the word career focused because it's not career, but for us, work is worship. Both of us are very work is worship sort of people, right? So, we're like, abhi nahi achha lag rahi, toh nahi karenge. And like 2 years back, Aditi started having this, you know, fear of ki ab, you know, everyone around you has kids. So your friend group has now become,
it changes,
completely changed. Because ab unko sirf parents ke saath hi hang karna hai, tumhare saath nahi karna.
Aur aapke jo holidays pe ja sakte ho, aap unke saath nahi ja sakte. Rahe ho,
But the bigger one was biological clock running out. And especially for the woman. Right? And you know, going through IVF, etc. is like very painful for the woman. You don't want that. We felt we were both still healthy. And Aditi felt this fear ki yaar, abhi to, abhi bhi itni strong feeling nahi aa rahi. Lekin agar 3 saal baad aayi, to kya karenge?
Regret of action will or inaction will be higher than regret
that.
Of
it. Became
it, it fits that again.
It actually was that. And we had always had this agreement ki agar ek bande ka man badla aur dusra ambivalent hai, to dusra will follow. Right? And I think like it was like, as every parent says, ki bachcha hone ke baad we realize ki it's not as if kuch missing tha hamari life. We were very happy without a kid also. This is just a different dimension to life that you can't experience without having it. So it's all good.
Superb. Thank you, Shashank. I think for people listening to you who are still torn, I would say one more thing you had said was, ek crore bana raha hun, fail hoke wapis aaya. And by the way, I actually, you should know that we are more likely to back people who have failed and more likely to hire failed entrepreneurs than the ones who are, because then you know what doesn't work. You're just so much, and you know what to look for. 100%. They know what to, what the failure points are. So I don't think fear of failure should stop anybody.
Yeah.
But thank you. Congratulations on what you have built and Godspeed to the next 20 years.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me and thank you for being early believers in the fact that the Whole Truth is not a protein bar brand, that it's a truth brand, and hopefully we'll keep proving your conviction right.
We are still buying more shares at your current current price.
It's amazing.
All right. Cheers.
Awesome.
Bye.
You're watching Z47 Moments, the podcast by India's oldest venture capital firm, Z47. If you like this episode, consider hitting the subscribe button and the bell icon so you never miss an update from Z47 Moments.